I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday said Palestinians in Gaza would not have a right to return under his plan for U.S. ownership of the war-torn territory. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Less than a week ago, the president pitched turning the war-torn territory into something magnificent.
The Riviera of the Middle East.
Administration officials argued he was only calling for the temporary relocation of Gaza's population. But when asked in a Fox News interview if Palestinians would have a right to return, the president answered, no, they wouldn't. His plan's been roundly blasted by U.S. allies and adversaries alike. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump's national security advisor says that top administration officials are traveling to Europe this week for top-level talks on Ukraine. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
U.S. officials head to Munich this week to talk about how to end the war in Ukraine.
We're trying to end that war. It's a war that would have never happened if I were president.
President Trump was tight-lipped with reporters Sunday on Air Force One, but confirmed he's spoken with Russian leader Vladimir Putin on the phone.
We're making progress, but I can't tell you.
In a TV interview, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said the president's prepared to work economic levers to get Putin to the negotiating table. Asked about the upcoming conference, Ukrainians expressed hope and resignation born of nearly 3 years of war. Railway worker Victoria Karakasha says that after all the deaths, she wants a peaceful life and a favorable negotiation. Amid fears that the U.S. could halt military aid, Zelensky advisor Andrei Yermak has told the AP they'll present Kyiv's position and want to discuss what security guarantees could prevent repeated aggression by Russia. I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. The head of the UN AIDS agency said Monday the number of new HIV infections could jump more than six times by 2029 if American support of the biggest AIDS program is dropped. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
In an interview with the AP, UNAIDS Executive Director Winnie Byanyima said HIV infections have been falling in recent years, with just over a million new cases recorded in 2023. That's a 60% decline since the virus peaked in 1995.
If this piece, this contribution by the American government through PEPFAR and through Global Fund is pulled out, stops, our estimate is that in the next 5 years, we could have 6.3 million AIDS-related deaths, 10 times more.
She noted that the loss of U.S. funding to HIV programs in some countries was catastrophic, with external funding accounting for about 90% of their programs. I'm Haya Panjwani.
South Africa's MK political party filed a treason complaint on Monday against a group championing the white Afrikaner minority after President Trump attacked South Africa's new law aimed at redistributing white-owned land and signed an executive order last week cutting financial aid. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The group AfriForum has lobbied against the land law in U.S. media and political circles, portraying it as part of a wider onslaught against Afrikaners. In a criminal complaint, MK, the party of ex-president Jacob Zuma, accused AfriForum of spreading misinformation to influence the U.S. president. AfriForum's CEO Kali Creel said in a statement the accusation of treason was absurd. The Trump administration said the United States would welcome Afrikaners as refugees, lending credence to AfriForum's complaint that they're being persecuted. This is disputed by the South African government and most political parties. The government has defended the land reform law as an attempt to rectify the injustices of the past, and has pointed out that no expropriations have yet taken place under the law.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Colombian migrants deported from the United States in the early days of President Trump's administration say they experienced degrading treatment. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. officials have long restrained migrants with chains and handcuffs during transit. But since President Trump took office last month, both the Brazilian and Colombian governments have complained of inhumane treatment on deportation flights.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.